is not a shmooze on this week's parasha. In case you didn't notice, it's a shmooze on next week's parasha. I figured that the guys want to go home next week. They want to have something to say. This parasha in Tzav is a very hard parasha, but it happens to be on the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol. Torah of Shabbos HaGadol, so it's mutter, so you can have a Dvar Torah for next week. This week in Yeshiva. Don't need a Dvar Torah. The other disclaimer is I was in last week, Thursday, I was in Cherry Hill, and I said, they asked me to say a Musar V'Anu, and I didn't have any time to prepare. Yeah. Then this, but I said this roughly, didn't say it as well as I'll hopefully say it today. So I'm Yaitzi B'Vas Achas, this is a Shmuz and a Musar V'Anu at the same time. So just in case I need to be Yaitzi and Musar V'Anu. Okay. There's a very interesting Gemara in Chagiga. There's a pasuk in Navi, in Samalachi, it's in the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol, that says, "Shaftem re'isem," you should go and see, "Bein tzaddik v'rasha," the difference between a tzaddik and rasha, "Bein obed elokim v'asher lo avdo," and the difference between a person who serves Hashem and one that doesn't serve. In other words, you should be inspired by highlighting the difference. You see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Bein oved elokim v'asher lo avdo. Frek the Gemara kasha amino ben chagiga amino ben chagai. That was his name. Tosfos says that he was a ger. That's why he was called chagai because he added the name hey from Avram Avinu. Okay, v'hedo. My diktiv is shabtim v'sem et tzadik roshem bein oved elokim v'asher lo avdo. Hainu tzadik, hainu oved elokim. Hainu rosh v'asher lo avdo. In other words, it's repetition. So it's interesting. This is this time nothing to do with any bikiyas, but a person should have a little bikiyas. That there's a giant machlokes before Hashem. When you learn Navi, Navi is very poetic. And in many, many places in Navi, many, many kapitos of Tehillim, if you pay attention, it seems to be repetition. It says that the two halves of the pasuk seem to say twice the same thing. Offhand, I didn't stop to think, but if you look at Tehillim, you see it hundreds and hundreds of times where the pasuk says one thing and then it seems the second half of the pasuk is simply a repeat of the same thing in different words. So there's a giant machlokes. Many Rishonim on the Navi say that's a poetic style. The Gra said no, that anytime they change the word, it's similar but slightly different. And the word is adding a nuance. And it happens, you see here, that the Gemara is really holding like the Gra, the Malbim, that the Gemara Sheet is that even though in Navi there's their poetic style is definitely that way, that it's redundant, but there's always an addition. That's where the goof of the Gemara is Kasha, Ma'abain. According to the Eben Ezra, the Radak, you know, that they learn, they say Beferish, that it's a poetic style of Navi, then this question would not exist. So at least maybe Kipshuto, they're learning Kipshuto and they're Perish on Navi. The Radak, the Eben Ezra, I forgot which other Rishayim, but there's many Rishayim that say that many Meforshim, that say that on Navi, that it's just it's a poetic style. But you see, the Gemara really held that not true, that there has to be a difference. Some it's an important Yisoid in learning, especially Tehillim. You see in Tehillim, and a lot of the Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu, Yishayim, whenever that there's very, very often there's a redundancy. So the Gemara's kasha is that the pasuk is redundant. The two halves of the pasuk mean the same. So the Gemara answers, Amr Lei. So Hiddo answered, Avdo, Vido Avdo, Tarvayo, Tzadike, Gemur, Nino. No, they're completely different. First it's saying, you have to see the difference between Tzadik and Rasha. And then it's splitting within Tzadik. And after you see the difference between Tzadik and Rasha, within a tzaddik, there are two levels. There's Oved Elokim v'Asher Lo Avdo. That's what we say. Amar Lei Avdo v'Avdo Tarvayo Tzadik Gemurin. V'Eino Daimeh Shaina Perko Me'a Pamim. But the person is not, in other words, the Avdo is a person who learns, the Eino Avdo is a person who learns 100 times. The Shaina Perko Me'a V'Echon. In other words, the pasuk going like this: Shaftim Risa Mein Tzadik LeRasha. See the difference between a Tzadik and a Rasha. And even between a tzaddik, there's two levels of tzaddikim. There's a person who's oyved elokim. That's a person who learns 101 times. And there's a person who low of, though, who only learns 100 times. Okay. Because it's ain't a daime, shona pergo mea pamim, the shona pergo mea v'achad. Omrele, so he asked him, and hi, bas, hi, hiddo, umishim, hi, zinda, karele, low of, though. There's a maisa, granted, there's a difference, but that difference, the pasuk use the term, ovid, okim, low of, though, that's a very, very, such a strong language, call a person a low of, though. That's such a, you know, you're saying it's a tzaddik gomer, so, but the contrast between an oven and low oven is so amazing, it's so gavaldic. How can you call me a low of, though, if he just shot as he learned, he chazed 100 times, he just didn't chazed 101? Amr lo in. He says, yes, we find such a thing. Say it amah, mishayk shel chamrim. Go look at the marketplace of chamorim, when you rent a chamor. Asara parsi v'zuzay. If you rent to travel, you need a taxi, and you're going 10 parsi, he charges you one zuz. Chalasar parsi, but if you go a little bit over that, betray zuzay, then all of a sudden the price gets doubled. Right? In other words, if you go ahead, you go into a garage, you're there for the first 4 hours, you say a price. You're there a minute more than 4 hours, all of a sudden the price is doubled. That's how it works. Same thing in taxi. First amount is a certain price for a set rate. And once you go over, you go in the mill. You go over a certain weight, and you pay it. The price gets, I don't know, by the mill, maybe it doesn't double. But many things, it doubles. So here he says, by the chamorim, it doubles. So you see that even though it's just a little difference, you went from 10 to 11, or even 10 from 10 to 10.1, all of a sudden, it doubles. So here also, from 100 to 101, is this dramatic change. Okay. What is this supposed to mean? So there's a Rashi. Hainu tzadik, hainu ovidokim. Miwa tzadik, miwa ovidokim. Halo echadot, the same thing. Ein a daime. It's not comparable. Abi shashem tzadikim, lo abdu b'shava. They're not equal. Shazer of the yaz. This is greater. Asara parsi. Says yaskir lecha odem chamor b'zuz echad. If you're coming to rent my chamor and you need it just to travel 10 parsim, I'll charge you one zuz. Shikvar nog, okay, that's the minig, what people charge. That's the going rate. That's the going rate for a chamor. One zuz for 10 parsim. But if I tell the taxi driver, oh, wait a second, can you make another go around the block another time, which is another parsa? So then, Yishal Choshnei Zuvim will ask you for double. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is very, very unclear. And there's a Maisa Ben Hayai asked a question. It doesn't make sense. Because you went ahead and you do a drop more, one more time, you went from 100 to 101, till you go from the level of Eino Oive to an Oive, which is like worlds apart. Look at renting a chamor. So what is the answer? What is renting a chamor? What is it? What does that mean? What's the answer? So it's interesting that the Maisa, there is, I don't know why I put this here, just to make trouble for myself, but there is in the Keser Rosh is from Rav Chaim Volozhin. And in the bottom of the Keser Rosh, it's a parish, Oh, the Chaim, I don't know who wrote it. And he says a pshat in why 101 is better than 100. First, he says it's some kind of Kabbalistic thing, because the Malach, whose Mamunah Zikarin is Micho, and the Gematria Micho is 101. Okay, some kind of Kabbalah. But then he says a mathematical formula. Now, the only problem is if you try to read it, it doesn't read. I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I don't want to say, but it sounds like there's a misprint in what he says here, in the numbers. But what he sounds like he's saying like this, to say it with what I think he's saying, is that every time you chazer, you're not just, you're chazering over what you learned. So it comes out the way I think he's saying it, as follows. When you learn one time, you learn it all together one time. Now you chazer. So that chazara is considered like you learned twice. Because you're learning one time now, chazering, but you're also chazering what you learned. So the chazara itself is that learning of chazara is equivalent to two learnings. Because every time you learn, your brain remembers the old learning. It reminds you of the old learning while you're learning it again. So it brings back the old learning. So that chazara is really equal to two. So altogether, now you have a grand total, even though you only learned two times, you have a grand total of learning three times. The first time was once, the second time was two, so a grand total of three. Now you chazar again, right? So now that chazara itself is equal to four, because you already learned three times. So now the chazara is rehashing everything you learned, plus one more, so it's four. So altogether now you have a grand total of seven. Now you learn chazara again. So that chazara is equal to eight, because you already learned seven times. One more is eight. You had seven before, so now you're up to 15. Now you chazara again, right? You keep on going. And you chazara again. That chazara is equal to 16, so you're up to 31, right? You chazara again. That chazara is up to 32. So you go up to 63, I think. Chazar again, you're up to 100 and something, right? And keep on going. So the numbers are multiplied dramatically. I think that's what he's saying, but I have to admit that it doesn't say it exactly, but it seems like that's what he's saying. Anyway, the Maisa, what he says, so he's explaining why it's Eino Doime. When you learn the 101 times over 100, you just increased your learning by about 100,000 times. I don't know the math. I don't have the math. But about a few thousand times, at least probably 100,000 times, because when you add this math, I mean, I don't know, I'll have to get someone with a mathematician to figure out the formula. But when you go with this math, by the time you get up to 100 times, you're really up to a few thousand times, probably more than that. And therefore, when you do the 101 times, it's considered like, you know, that one time is a few thousand times. So the difference is one guy learned 100,000 times, the other guy learned 200,000 times. So of course, you're ain't a diamond. The problem is that it doesn't seem at all that the Olel Chaim shot fits into the Gemara in Chagiga. That's why I think it's just, I quoted it just because it's very, very nice. It's a nice hashkafa. But it doesn't seem to fit into the Gemara. Because in the Gemara in Chagiga, the Moshe of the renting of the Chamor, for the first mile, first 10 parsi, it makes no difference if you do one parsi, two parsi, three parsi, four parsi, five parsi. It's all the same. You pay one zuz. All of a sudden, you go from 10 to 11, it skyrockets, it doubles. But then when you go from 11 to 12, it doesn't skyrocket anymore. It stays the same. Probably when you get to 20, it skyrockets again. So that's not at all like the mushel, like what he's saying. He's saying every time you learn an extra time, it more than doubles. It doubles the quality. So 1 to 2 would double, and 2 to 3 doubles the totality, and 3 to 4 doubles the totality. But that's not the mushel. So I do not want to argue with an Ohadei Chaim, whoever that is. I'm sure it's a great person. So I assume that he's learning pshat in he's learning that there are two steps in the Gemara. He went in and the Gemara originally said, Eina daime shona pirko mea pamim neshona pirko mea ve'echot. Now when he attacked him, he didn't attack him on that statement. He said, "Umishum chad zendei karadei olavdo." In other words, I agree with you. Of course I know your principle, Eina daime. That's the Beferish Ohel Chaim, that every time you learn an extra time, you're doubling the quantity. But I don't understand how you can call it an Eino, they call it an Eino Oyved. That's really too strong. So that was, you know, otherwise he should have said, Amrele, look at the Gemara, it says, Amrele, Ovdo Veno Tervah Sadiqi Gemuri, you know? Ain't a dime you shown a pirkel may upon him, the shown a pirkel may upon him. So you don't say, Mishum chad panim, ain't a dime. He's saying it shouldn't be karyo lo avdo. So in other words, he's accepting the basic principle that when you go up from 100 to 101, it's ain't a daimer. Except he doesn't understand why it's called lo avdo. So what comes out is that there are two principles here. There's one principle, ain't a daimer, shayna pirko mea pamim, shayna pirko mea ve'echa pamim. The hesber in that is like the ole chayim, that every time you chazer, you're chazering over everything you learned in the past. So therefore it multiplies by doubles. So by the time you get to 101 chazara, you're chazering an extra 100,000 times. And when you do 102, it's like you're chazering another 200,000 times. When you're chazering, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But the Gemara is saying a different yesod at the end. So there's two yesodes. So the Shaila is, what is the yesod of the Gemara, which is this marshal of the person with the chamor? That from 1 to 10, it's all the same price. From 10 to 11, it doubles. And then Pashas, from 11 to, we don't exactly know to where, again, it stays the same. What is that gather? So I once heard, I heard the basic idea from the Reshiva that's how. Reshiva said it, Shan and Rabbi Yisrael. I heard from other people that there's an amazing yisayid, which is a little bit hard to understand, but it's a very big yisayid. We have the Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world the same way people run the world. Even though, in other words, Hashem makes a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Hashem doesn't need a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Hashem can keep, he doesn't need, people need a day because they can't keep a running cheshbon. They have to set aside a time to make a cheshbon. Hashem doesn't need a time. He can make every, you know, he doesn't need a time. He always has, they can have a running cheshbon. But for the sake of people, since we can't relate to that, Hashem runs the world like we would do it. So all the anhugas in the world for us, the way we get Scharva Einesh, are judged the way we would do this Karva Einesh, because this way we're able to relate to it. So when we do Scharva Einesh, when we do a system of reward, we go ahead and we have to have a person, we have a rule, you take a test, 65 you pass, 64 you flunked. Now the guy gets a 64, he gets a 64 and a half. He comes to the rabbi and says, for 1 point, I'm going to flunk the course, and I'm going to have to go back and ruin my whole summer, and I'm not going to be able to go to camp for the summer, or I'm not going to be able to go to yeshiva, I'm going to go to college, my whole life's going to be ruined for one little point. It's not fair, you know, come on, 1 point. And I said, what am I supposed to do? So if I make 64 passing, so tomorrow, the next guy's going to come at 63 with crying at me, right? So, listen, I got a cutoff point. You know, there's a point. That's the rule. Kacha, that's how we made the rule. 65 is passing, 64 is flunking. So it comes out that there's a gap, a tremendous gap. But you have to have a rule somewhere. This guy in the traveler, the guy goes ahead and he hires a taxi for, and he hires him. And then he ends up having to go a little extra. We only went 11 for that extra 1 mile. You're going to charge me more. So what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to charge you more. So then the next guy's going to go 12 miles. Next guy's going to go 13 miles. There's a certain point. I have to have a cutoff point. This is my fee schedule. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cutoff points, just like in the world. They're really not almost, it's, I don't want to say it's not fair, but it's dramatic. It's dramatic. You go from 64 to 65 is dramatic. You went from failing to passing. It's rochek mizrach from Ma'ariv, and it's only because of one little point. But that's how we run the world, because we have no breira. You got to do that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, there's a point. There's a gather of lo avdo and avdo. These are two different categories. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has categories in Shemayim. Just like there are pass, fail. There's in Shemayim, there are groups, there are people. There's Sadiqim, Rishoim, Beinim, Avdo, Lo Avdo. I don't know, there are different groups. Now, how do you go from one group to the other? There has to be a cutoff point. So there's a line. Once you cross that line, it might be microscopic that you crossed it. But you crossed it. At some point, once Hashem makes the groups, so there has to be a point, right? If you look in the Rambam sort of seems to say this. The Rambam on the next sheet, on the other side, the Rambam says that there are three groups of people in the world. There's a group called Tzaddikim, who's called the Tzaddik, who has more Zchuyos and Avodos. There's a group called Rishayim, who's called Rishayim, a person who has more Avodos and Zchuyos. And there's this close group called Maxa, or Beinoni, right? It's not like we think that there's, you know, the millions of levels. Now, there are millions of levels. That's true. Because a guy who gets a 90 is not the same as a guy who gets a 65. He's graduating with honors, and he's graduating not with honors. But they're both, 65 and 90 are both in the group of graduates. They're both going to be called doctors. They're both get their degree. Obviously, there's differences, but they're in the same group. Now, in that group, there are differences, but the gap, the difference between the person of 64 and 65 is greater than the difference between a 65 and a 90. Because a guy with a 65 and a 90, they both graduated. Just one graduated with honors, and one didn't graduate with honors. Obviously, it's better to graduate with honors. But the guy with the 64 and a 65, he flunked and he failed, and he passed, right? So sometimes there's a little line that makes dramatic difference, and then obviously every difference makes a slight difference, but within the same group. That's what the Rambam is saying. There are three groups. There's Tzaddik, Russia, and Beinoni. What do you mean? Now there are many people, some people that are a lot Zchuyosav better than Avodosav, and some people are just a little bit. They'll all be labeled the name Tzaddik. Obviously, they're not the same Tzaddik. There's a bigger Tzaddik and a littler Tzaddik, you know. Tzaddik with honors and Tzaddik with honors. But they all belong to the group of Tzaddikim. There's people who are Avonosa, Merubah, and Mishkuyosav. They are all labeled Rishayim. They're big Rishayim and little Rishayim, but they all get that label of Russia. And once you're labeled as Russia, you're dealt with a certain way. And Shiva said that's shot in this Rav Yisrael. Rav Yisrael says in the bottom of this piece that Rav Yisrael is writing a letter that what are we supposed to do? We come Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's so hard, we have so many Averis, hard for us to do tshuva, what are we supposed to do? So he says that the last few lines, he says, I'm skipping like eight lines from the bottom. Uma yasek sheyayim. What of the people that have hard days? We can't think, whatever. What are we supposed to do? Akasi, we have one suggestion. Melocha kawa, an easy suggestion. Eino dereshes das luda, doesn't take such clarity of mind. For those man aruch, doesn't take so much time. What do? Lachzer on musri hachamim kama pamim, to review certain musr a few times. Adashir tisoyre respadeth benafsho neshayt, until we get a little bit inspired, at least for a moment. V'im gam lotit imperia, and even though it won't have any effect on our behavior, it won't give any peria, it won't have any fruit. But Yishayna, in the beginning, I hate the dark gever, to change our ways. Nonetheless, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we didn't change our ways at all. We just started to learn Musar, we got a little bit inspired. Then already we put written in Sefer HaChaim. Be'ozeh Chaim Argish, because you're alive, you have feelings. And there's hope that once you're alive and you have feelings, so there's hope that you're going to keep on going. So this is where the Rashi has four words. This is side that you say. Ubechlau oisei tshuva. You are grouped in the group of oisei tshuva. Which means the way the Rashi used to explain this to me, that in Kam Rosh Hashanah, there are two groups. There are people that are not oisei tshuva, and that's a horrible group to be in, because you're coming to Yom HaDin and you didn't even do tshuva. Wow. Such chutzpah. Don't care. You're oblivious. You have no fear of Yom HaDin. And then there's the people, Oseh Tshuva. They're in the realm of Oseh Tshuva. Now, there could be people that are doing a lot of tshuva, and there are people that are doing a little bit of tshuva. This guy is doing a microscopic amount of tshuva. He didn't even change anything. He didn't even lotite imperia. But he started. He started on the path to do tshuva, because he's getting inspired. So he's bechlau Oseh Tshuva. Oh, so bechlau Oseh Tshuva, so you're judged differently. Your whole Yom Din is different, because you're labeled, you belong to the camp. The Mashal Rav Shiva used to give, I remember, he used to say that in the, I think that's what he's in Mashal, unless I'm imagining it, that he said that there is in the baseball, there's the major leagues and the minor leagues. He says it's very, very likely that the best guy in the minor leagues is almost exactly as good as the worst guy in the major leagues. The gap, but the Maisa, the rules apart. He's in the major leagues, he's in the minor leagues. And the worst guy in the team, you know, he's the worst guy in the Yankees, he'll go in and say, I'm on the Yankees, and we just won the World Series, so I'm amazing. Even though they never even put him up to play, but he's on the team, right? And the other guy in the minor leagues, I don't know any names in minor leagues, so, but you know, it's not the same thing. You know, he can be the best guy in the minor leagues, and he's a bazillion, because who are you? Right? So the gap, that little line, makes the rochek mizrach from Eirev. So the same thing, this person crossed the line. He goes into the line of Oseh Tshuva. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that the line, for the Chazal are telling us that there's a line between 100 and 101. That's one of these imaginary lines. There are groups in Shemayim. There's a group called, Rambam says, Tzaddik, Rasha, Beinoni. Rav Yisrael said there's a group called Oseh Tshuva, not Oseh Tshuva. And the Gemara says there's a group called Oved Elokim and Asher Lo Avdo. The line between Oved Elokim and Asher Lo Avdo is 100 to 101. Once you pass 101 to 102, you don't get such a radical change. You might get the Chaim's true reason that your learning is increased 100,000 times, but you didn't go into a different group. You're in the same group, just a much bigger Talmud Chacham. Probably when you go from 101, then you probably go into another group too, I would assume. You know, so there's dramatic jump. What's the Musar Haskel of this? It's a very, very important Musar Haskel. Is that we don't know where these lines are, right? I wouldn't have known, Misvara, that the line is at 100, 101, that's one of these magical lines that you cross into group. We don't know. But so, and it is always possible that when you move up a little bit, besides the normal moving up of like the Ode Chaim, that you're moving up and you're moving up and you're moving up, there's a possibility that you're also crossing a line. You're crossing over a border. You're crossing over a border and you're entering into a whole new realm, which is Rochel Mizrach from Eirev. It's like shoots and ladders. You know, you just cross into some, you know, you took a rocket ship to a whole different Madrega. But it does seem, and this is what I believe I heard, is that to a certain extent we do know, because it's mashma from all these sources that at least one of the places where the cutoff point is the beginning. Rabbi Yisrael says when you make this first step of tshuva, you go into the group of Oseh Ritzono. When the Rambam says you make the first step that you pass Beinoni, which is Machsa or Machsa, you're already going to camp at Tzaddik. Wait a minute, Tzaddik, I'm just a drop more in Beinoni, Machsa or Machsa. Should I drop more in Machsa or Machsa? Yeah, because the next group is when you make that first step. So they say the same thing. If a person would make the first step of just learning a drop Lishma, you're already in the Gedder Lishma. if you're learning, whatever, if you're a drafosik in our butz asayra, you're called the marbit asayra. I mean, you make your first step, you're already into the next group. Now, obviously, that not everyone in that group is the same. We're not saying everyone in that group is the same. But it's an amazing thing to belong to that group. You go into the base medrash and you're learning basically like in a base medrash. Your group is different than when you're in high school. That's what I was saying in the last vow, that it makes you're in a different group. You're in Shemayim view differently. You're the Gyan of Shemelech. You're different. You're a Ben Torah. That's a different group. You just went into a different group. It's a group. There's a gather called a Ben Torah. Now, how do you get into the group of a Ben Torah? Okay, you join a yeshiva. There are people that are masmidim and not, but you joined. You're part of that group. So there's a tremendous inspiration here. That first of all, you never know when we're crossing a line, because we don't know in Shemayim. We don't know. We didn't know that I went to know by the chamor that they had a taxi driver that the cutoff point is 10. There's no necessary logical reason for that. And I wouldn't have known that the cutoff point is 100, 101. I don't know why. Could have been, as far as we know, it could have been 150, 151. It could have been a 95 to 96. Right? Okay, so there are certain cutoff points that we don't understand. So that is, in a sense, we can always inspire ourselves to say that it's possible that I'm crossing a cutoff point and I'm moving up. But what this is especially inspiring is when you know you're making a beginning, that you're doing something you never did before. This should give you such chizuk. Because instead of saying, what's the big deal? I'm only doing it microscopically. I'm only moving. I'm throwing in a drop of the Shema. I'm throwing in a drop of kavanah and davening, whatever it is. It's only a drop. You hear that there's a group. There's a group of people that daven with kavanah, people that daven without kavanah. When you add that drop, I don't know exactly, but there's a certain minimal amount that moves you into together, and you become defined as a new group. So it's a very big isoiris to go ahead and to try and take at least the first step in many areas, because taking the first step raises us dramatically, not just a little bit. It puts us into a whole new group. So just to summarize, there's two very inspiring things here. First of all, this Ohel Chaim, even though I don't think it's Pshat Gemara in Chagiga, but it's Pshat the original line maybe of Ein Adayme, so that every time you chazer, that's an amazing inspiration for chazara, that every time you chazer, you're chazering all the previous times. So therefore, it could be one chazara, could be like chazering tens of thousands of times. So it's a very inspiring thing to constantly chazer. And there's a second thing of a very big inspiration to go ahead and try to start new mitzvahs or new things that you never did. And even though you say, I'm just doing it a little bit, why not? Why? It's not worth anything. I'm not even doing tshuva. I'm just beginning the process of tshuva to appreciate that, because that very likely can move us into a whole different orbit, and it's rachik from Mizra from Ayur, like the difference of Oved Hakim and Asher Lo Avdo.
What exactly was the kash on the dwarves? What's that?